All About Wales by Ruth Ellen. Copyright Burlington Books 2017. All rights reserved. Chapter 1. History. One day, I was sitting in a cafe in Amsterdam, drinking coffee and checking my map. A young man was sitting at a table near me. I noticed he had an unusual and interesting tattoo on his left arm. It was a beautiful big red dragon. The man saw me looking at his arm and smiled.
"Dag iawn," he said.
"I'm sorry, I don't speak Dutch," I said to him. "I'm a Canadian student, and I'm only here for a month." The man laughed and said, "I was speaking Welsh, not Dutch. I just asked you if you were okay. I saw you looking at my tattoo of the Welsh dragon, so I thought you were a Welsh tourist like me."
"You were speaking Welsh?" I exclaimed. "Do people really speak Welsh today?"
"Of course. They speak it all over Wales," he laughed. "Don't you know anything about Wales? Our rugby, our castles, Welsh music, Welsh love spoons?" "What are love spoons?" I thought. Perhaps I just didn't understand his accent. "Is Wales an independent country from England?" I asked. "There's no physical border or anything between them, is there?" The man laughed. "Of course not," he said. "Look, I'm Owen, and I'm also a student. Let's get another coffee, and if you're interested, I'll tell you a little about Wales. What's your name?"
"I'm Ben," I replied, feeling very ignorant. "And yes, I'd really like to know more about Wales."
He ordered us both two more coffees and began his explanation. Early history. "Well, Ben, the history of Wales is a history of battles against all kinds of invaders. In fact, Wales has got more castles than any other country in Europe. That's because each new invader built a castle to control the local population and prevent another invasion. The first settlers came to Wales from other parts of Britain and Europe with the Celtic invasions, about 700 BC. Then the Romans invaded Wales, but they mainly used it for military purposes, like forts, camps, and military roads. When William the Conqueror invaded England in 1066, he didn't intend to invade Wales, but there were many Welsh rebellions against his army, so they marched into Wales to take control there. By 1094, William's elder son controlled most of Wales. However, the Welsh didn't welcome the Normans, and the fighting continued for many years. The situation got really bad for Wales in 1272, when King Henry III of England died, and his son, Edward I, became the new King of England. He didn't like the Welsh much, and he was a strong military leader. Although Edward I found resistance from some great Welsh leaders, he conquered Wales very easily. He led three major campaigns against the Welsh, and after each victory, he built stone castles to defend his territories, like Conwy Castle and Caernarfon Castle. "Do these castles still exist today?" I asked.
"Oh, yes," said Owen.
"They're very popular tourist sites. Some couples have their weddings inside Caernarfon Castle, because it's a very romantic place." English colonization and Welsh rebellions. Anyway, from 1277 to 1283, Edward I began an English colonization in Wales and created many new towns. Welsh peasants were forced to leave their homes and land, and English peasants moved there instead. However, the Welsh rebellions didn't stop. One of the great Welsh heroes was Owen Glyndŵr, the last native Welshman to have the title Prince of Wales. He fought fiercely and bravely for Welsh independence against English oppression, but the English forces were stronger than his. Welsh discontent continued throughout the centuries,
and the last major Welsh rebellions for independence occurred from 1400 to 1415. Finally, during the reign of Henry VIII of England, the Laws of Wales Acts were passed in 1535 and 1542. These acts finally made Wales an equal part of England, with the same legal rights. The idea was to create one single state and to put an end to the terrible battles and bloodshed between the English and the Welsh. Welsh independence. So, do Welsh people today see themselves as English or Welsh? I asked. That's a good question, and difficult to answer, smiled Owen. There are no more battles between the English and the Welsh. But the desire for independence is still an important issue for many Welsh people. In the 19th and 20th centuries, the movement for home rule appeared, and in 1925, Plaid Cymru, the Welsh Nationalist Party, was established. Now Wales has got a National Assembly which decides on issues concerning Wales, and the Welsh language is still widely spoken in most parts of the country. How do you remember all these facts and figures, Owen? I asked. You're like a walking encyclopedia. My girlfriend says that too, laughed Owen. I just remember historical facts. But I always forget birthdays and anniversaries, so don't get too impressed.